This is March 23rd, 1984, in the home of Dixie Dale, and we're doing an interview for her father's book. Okay, maybe we could start out by one of your earliest memories of your father.
My earliest memories of my father was when he used to come in from his gold mine, and he'd have all these nuggets, and he'd have all this money from after his big cleanup. And then after that, when he was working in the mines for other people, I'd go out with him, and I'd get to go to the gold mines with him if they were close to Manly.
So what kinds of things would happen if you'd go out with him?
Well, when I was real little, I just kind of hung around the cookhouse with whoever was doing the cooking, and in the afternoons I'd go out on the cats with him and be in the gold mine. Then as I was old enough to help, I did the cooking, and I had to clean out these screens for the water, that the water would have to go through these boxes. I can't remember what they're called, though. I used to have to clean the screens and the boxes that pump through the pipelines. No, the pump boxes, that's what they're called. They're pump boxes. And I used to have to clean those. But I can remember being in the mines a lot with my dad.
And was there at some point you got tired of that or didn't like it?
No, I never got tired of it. He just quit mining it after he got older. When he was older, he didn't go to the mines as much as he did when I was real small. I was real young.
Did you, the fact that your dad, well, actually, how old were you when it was just your dad taking care of you?
I was four years old, the year before I went to school. A couple of years, I guess. No, I was four years old, I think, when I started living with just my dad.
Well, that's kind of unusual for just a father to be raising a child. Did you feel like that was different, or do you feel like your life was different because of that?
Well, I'm sure my life was different because I just had Dad, because he spoiled me. When there was just Dad and I got all the attention all the time, and whenever we went anywhere, I was always the only kid, because his friends were all older and they didn't have children, and so I grew up very spoiled, I think, more than the other kids.
It sounded like you worked too. What kinds of? It sounded like you learned a lot of things being with someone who was outdoors at home.
Well, I always said I've been cooking since I could reach the knobs on a propane stove. And we always went out and got wood together, and we always did all the chores together because it was just him and I. And so when he'd do something, he would teach me how to do it. So he taught me how to cook and how to cut wood and how to do everything that you do in a house at a very young age, because I was always with him.
So. Well, if you were to describe to somebody who didn't know your father, if you're going to try and describe him, how would you do that?
Dad was a very kind man. He was always real happy, always every day happy. Every day was a good day to him. He wasn't moody or anything, just every day was like Christmas Day in his heart, you know. He loved everybody and everyone. And he sure loved me, I know that. He always was real happy and treated me real good and kind and real nice, real nice. He was a great father. He is a great father. He's nice and friendly and helpful and encouraging and real proud man.
Well, let's see. Are there any things that you know? Of course, there are many things you know about him that he may not say himself. Is there anything that you think he wouldn't talk about in his own book, but if it's a book about him that people should know?
certainly didn't brag about himself. I guess it would be things that you yourself consider outstanding about him.
Well, he's a real generous man. Dad's a very, very generous man. He'd rather give something away than keep it for himself. And I don't think he realizes how generous he is with everything, his knowledge, anything he owns. He's just a very generous, kind man.
Okay, well, how about your other brothers and sisters? It seems like your father still maintains some relationship with them. What is that family like?
My mother was married a couple of times before she was married to my dad. And so I have 3 older brothers and 2 older sisters, and they all come down and visit my dad and write him letters, and they keep in touch with him. And one of my oldest brother, Daryl, he's a commercial fisherman in Bristol Bay. And then there's my brother, Robert Thompson, who everyone calls Bolo, and he lives in Lake Minchumina with his wife, Jane, and their 2 daughters. And he lives a subsistence way of life. And then there's my sister, Carol Lee. She's a housewife, and she lives in Fairbanks. And there's Jeannie, who's lives in Wyoming with her husband and 2 kids. And then there's Jonathan, who also lives over in Lake Minchumina, and he has a couple of kids, too. And they all keep in touch with Dad.
And you raised them for a while, didn't
you? Yeah, we all lived together as a family for about 4 years up until my mom and dad were together until I was about 4, and then they split up. And I just stayed with Dad.
Being your father raising you, do you feel like there were things that he did that a lot of men don't because he was a single father?
Well, I asked my dad that, and he said, well, I just raised you the best that I knew how. I raised you like a man.
Honey, you don't
But he always emphasized that I was to be strong and proud and tough. You know, I guess he really wanted me to be strong, and he really emphasized that you know, you have to learn how to get by in this world. You know, so that trying to think of some of his neat little sayings he used to always tell me. He used to always tell me he was raising me like a man. I do remember that. And then I should learn how to take care of myself and take care of... Oh, yeah, he always told me that I'd take care of him when he got older, too, when he was an old man. He always emphasized that children should learn how to take care of their parents when they are older. So that, you know... They wouldn't have to go to old folks' home. The reason people had children was so that their children could take care of them when they got old. Of course, Dad has never considered himself old. Even though he's 72 now, he still acts like a young man.
He sure does. Well, at 72, there's still a lot of things that he does. What kind of things do you do with him now that are outdoors that are maybe similar to what you used to do with him?
Well, we still do the same things. In the fall time, we go out and cut wood, and I pack all the wood, and he cuts down all the trees. And I pack the wood. I finally figured out that cutting is easier than packing. And we go out, we target practice a lot. We shoot guns. Even though I'm 27 now, he still treats me like I'm a child and has to show me how to do everything the right way, even though he showed me 100 times before. He insists he shows me one more time so I'll make sure that I do it right. So when we go out shooting new guns, he always has to show me exactly how to shoot them and how to take care of them and how to stack the wood the right way. And he doesn't like to pick berries too much, but he'll go out with me so I can pick them. And I've been trying to get him to go out moose hunting with me, but he doesn't really like to take me hunting too much. I guess he figures that's man's work and women really shouldn't be too much hunters. And trapping, he never would show me how to trap. But I've learned these things on my own. My brothers have taught me since Dad wouldn't teach me, and we felt it was valuable to know, so I just go out with them. But he's supposed to go moose hunting with us this fall.
Well, he did quite a bit of trapping himself, so was he trapping at all when you were growing up?
Oh, he's trapped every year that I've ever can remember him. He's always had a few snares set out, and he always catches a few skins every year. And he usually just gives them to me now that he's not doing it for a living, and I'll sew something out of them.
So how did you learn things, the sewing and other things that he might not have taught you? Did you do beadwork?
Well, all the women in town were real... all the women in town were real fond of me when I was a child, and I guess they all felt sorry for me that I didn't have a mother, and they all would take me in and invite me into their houses. And like one lady taught me how to make blueberry pie, and another lady taught me how to make slippers, and another lady taught me how to patch my clothes, and one lady taught me how to make bread, and all these different ladies taught me how to make different things, and they just all taught me how to do something, and it was just like having a whole bunch of moms, because they all were real nice and real friendly and really taught me how to do things. They took the time and just sat me down and showed me how to do it.
Well, it sounds like you really had a lot of extra things that other kids might not have had, even though
you didn't have money. Oh, yeah, I had the golden childhood. Dad was always... Well, mostly it was Dad, because he was friendly with everybody in town. He never had an enemy. I don't think my dad has one enemy to his name. And he was always visiting people and taking me with him. And so while he'd visit with his friends, they'd be visiting with me, and they'd be showing me how to do things whenever we'd go visit them or they'd invite me over.
Do you think Spine Valley to be a different place now than when you were growing up?
Well, when you're a kid, you see things different than you do as an adult. A lot of my friends that I went to school with, they're now my friends as adults. And we work harder now than we did when we were kids, but basically it's the same fun, free life down here that it always was when we were kids. And we have more responsibilities now as an adult, but we still live a good life, just easy and free down here in Manly.
Well, what happens now that you're grown and your father cooks and you cook? What happens when both of you get into the kitchen?
He tells me what to do, just like he did when I was a kid. And if I don't do it exactly the way he wants it done, he usually gets excited and throws a fit, and then he gets okay.
But he raised you to be like a man and to be independent and strong, so it must not always work out when he wants you to do things a certain way.
Well, I found that it's just so much easier to listen to what he has to say, because he has all kinds of neat things that he knows how to do, and if you do them the way he says, they usually work out a lot better. You know, he's done them this way, and he's done things for so long this way that there's got to be something behind it. So I started really paying attention to what he said. We get along real well. I do things the way he says, and he keeps showing me how to do them over and over again until I do them. Like putting wood in my stove every day when he comes to my house, he checks my fire. I don't have my wood in my stove the right way, he puts the wood in the stove the way he wants it, and then he explains to me the way the fire should be burning.
Well, what is the right way for the wood?
The wood has to set just right in there for the heat to be distributed evenly all throughout the stove, and it can't be up against the stovepipe, and it just has to fit in there the right way. So he just keeps telling me things until I do them the way he wants them done.
Well, it sounds like he's got a long way to go before he'll be an old man who you can take care of.
Oh, yeah, he keeps telling me I'm going to take care of him, but he still takes care of me like I was a child. And I just let him do it because he enjoys doing it. And so I just continue.
Well, what other kinds of things besides your fire does he keep?
I gotta be careful that he doesn't come over here and start doing everything in my house, because he's real ambitious, and so he'll do my dishes for me, and it kind of makes me feel bad when he does my dishes, because I figure I'm old enough to be doing them. Then I've also washed plenty of his dishes too, so every now and then I don't mind, but he just always wants to help out as much as he can. He always has to be doing something. He gets real nervous when he's sets around too much. He likes to keep moving. Likes to just keep moving. He's changed a lot over the years. It seems like he's more full of adventure now. I guess he always was, but there was a time there when he wasn't as full of adventure as he is now. He's just into exploring things and trying new things, and it's hard to talk about. Daddy's just so full of life that he just never sits down very long for anything. He's just always doing something.
Well, can you remember any particular times that were especially fun? Just a real special time?
I think the spring of the year was always real fun, because he'd get anxious to go gold mining, and he'd be out in his gold mines, and be out waiting to wash a few boulders, like he always said. And he'd always get real happy in the springtime when it would start, the days would start getting long, and he'd get ready to go mining. He always got that gleam in his eye in the springtime.
Does he still have that? For gold?
Yeah, I think once you get gold fever, you always have it in your blood that you're going to go out there and do something in the mines. Even now he has a mine and he goes out there and fools around out there. And I think some of it's washed off in my blood, because I look forward to spring and seeing the mines and finding out what's happening in the mines and seeing him go out there. And every year he usually gives me an ounce or two of gold, and that's for being his special little girl. So he's given me quite a bit of gold through the years, but he really sure likes the gold mine.
Well, do you think there are any other values that he really stressed teaching you?
Yeah, he always wanted me to be a good guy. He never wanted me to be one of these people that would take advantage of anyone or cheat them. He always wanted to teach me to give everybody the good end of the deal. You know, always be truthful to people, and to just, when you're going to make a deal, and be happy with the deal you come out with. Don't be complaining that the other person got more than you. Just work it out and be honest and hardworking too. He always said, work hard for what you get, because no one's going to make it for you except yourself. So, and he also wanted, it's kind of funny, because he wanted, he confused me a couple times, because he wanted me to know all the ways to do things, but yet be able to cope in this new world we're in. You know, he always wanted me to know enough of the old things to know them, but he always also wanted me to know the new things so I wouldn't miss out on anything. I always felt he wanted me to be more modern than old-fashioned. He always wanted me to be aware that it was a new, exciting world out there and to go out and see what was there. Don't miss out on anything. I don't think he missed out on anything, and he didn't want me to miss out on anything. He's into new modern gadgets. He's always getting something new, and what kind of new things do you want me to do? He wanted me to have the best of everything. He always tried to improve on my lifestyle. He always wanted me to go out and see what was out there. I don't know, that's a hard one. I mean,
do you think that's had a strong influence on what you do now?
He never wanted me to be afraid of anything, which I don't think I'm afraid of anything. In the fall, maybe the dark for a few. You know, you're not used to the dark, and you kind of wonder what's out there once it starts getting real dark. But he never wanted me to be afraid of what was out there. So.
Well, you've tried doing a lot of different things. Do you think that's largely his influence?
Yeah, because he was always so full of adventure to find out what was around that next creek or up over that other hill or something. He always made me adventurous, I guess, to see what was out there.
Mm-hmm. I mean, let's see, you went on a, what was that school you went on?
Semester at Sea.
Semester at Sea, and you traveled all over. You traveled a lot. Had a lot of different kind of jobs.
Well, there's so much opportunity in Alaska. I hated to miss out on anything, and I hate to miss out on anything now. There's so much going on here, and it just seems like the land of opportunity. And it was when Dad was my age, too, and he, you know, would tell me about all the adventurous things he's done in Alaska, and I just tried to do as many as he's done. Got a long way to go yet.
Well, I think that's a good note to end on right there. And as you can think of any stories have come to mind. Or we could stop for a while and work on the family tree and something comes up.
Okay.